Here's new Birmingham School Board President Randall Woodfin on some of the district's recent troubles.
We had a perfect storm. State takes over your school system. The state rolls out a new failing list, and we have 1/4 of our schools on the failing list, 11 schools out of 45. You have our school system accreditation is placed on probation.
Now jump ahead to today and down to where the real business of a school system happens.
Think about this class. You're creating things from scratch.
To cover all the scholarships, awards, and successful programs in a 25,000-student school system would take days, but some bear quick mention. They're the international baccalaureate programs at Ramsey High and here at Phillips Academy.
This school is awesome. They really challenge my brain to do bigger and better things. And normally that's not what a lot of schools do, and I love to be challenged.
That's 7th grader Lauren Holman. When she's old enough, she might experience internships at hospitals, hotels, labs, and more through career academies at 6 of 7 high schools. Jackson Olin High English teacher Delilah Stitt is excited.
The children are exposed to industry professionals, they're exposed to universities, and they're exposed to community service.
And if trends continue, Lauren and her peers are far more likely than previous students to take and pass advanced placement exams. Schools in Woodlawn are reorganizing into a comprehensive school and community support system state leaders think will become a model for urban education. Finally, Birmingham has a new dropout recovery program. And there's a small change helping kids earn summer or after-school credits.
We used to charge for credit recovery. Students failed a course, and we're going to charge you to make up that course. Well, that was a barrier for some students. So we removed that. Part of restructuring our finances, we're able to pay for that now.
That's Superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Here's the state's Craig Pouncey on a related development, clearly defined feeder patterns.
Prior to this, basically kids were allowed to go to school anywhere they wanted. Not only did it hurt financially because you couldn't plan because you never knew how many kids were going to show up on the first day, but you couldn't lay the foundation academically. Dropouts are not created after the 12th grade.
Birmingham and Alabama Teacher of the Year Allison Grizzle has fought in the trenches to lay those foundations, but she watches district leadership too. Voters in August swept out the anti-Witherspoon Gang of Five, and she's glad.
I feel like the public said, Dr. Witherspoon, we believe in you, and we are untying your hands. 2 weeks from now, I might be sitting here singing a different story, but so far, I feel like majority of the board is saying, let's stop some of the foolishness, and let's do what's right by children.
New board president Woodfin embodies the new direction. He's the youngest board member, but he's cultivated relationships there and beyond. He also says the new board intends to be boring, which he thinks will help.
I believe that people have been sitting on the sidelines for quite some time, and they want to engage our school system. And they've decided to hold their chips, whether it's financial and or human capital, because they were not pleased with the leadership direction. And I think we've been able to offer some hope and optimism that we can move our system out of all of these troubles, get the focus off adults, and only focus on students.
Nonprofit and corporate heavy hitters are getting more involved. And though state-imposed cost cuts have been deeply painful, the finances are better. The system had $10.7 million in reserves at the end of the last fiscal year, more than half the required cushion. Local and state officials think the district will meet the entire goal this fiscal year, which, not coincidentally, is when many predict Birmingham will be officially released from intervention. English teacher Delilah Stitt smiles at that prospect, but she says the intervention has helped in a fundamental way.
Oftentimes, things need to happen to make us see ourselves. It's made us become more cognizant of what our purpose is.
Now, in case you were thinking it's all love and happy faces in Birmingham City Schools, even the optimistic Stitt knows real challenges remain.
We are teaching in an urban district, and urban districts have their own DNA, so to speak. But we deal with our challenges.
Which include reducing the number of Birmingham schools deemed failing under the controversial Alabama Accountability Act. That gives tax credits to help students in failing schools go to private or different public schools. And there's the looming accreditation probation. But insiders seem confident probation will end after an assessment team arrives in the spring. Superintendent Witherspoon.
I'm very optimistic. Some of the very preliminary feedback we got from the accreditation agency is that we're on our way.
A lot's riding on that. Diplomas worth more than the paper they're printed on, scholarship availability, reputation. But here's Board President Woodfin looking ahead.
We now have a chance to get total buy-in from every single stakeholder in this community. And with that, anything we want to get done in our school system, we can.
So how do things look on the ground? Here's Carver High parent and former PTA president of several schools, Jamel Pruitt.
I see things changing. I do. Things can get better and will get better.
No matter what happens, it's important. The future of the city, its economy, property values, quality of life, is tied to its schools. Observers inside and outside the system say it's at a critical crossroads, and most think things are looking up. After being knocked down, up is the best and pretty much the only direction to go. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.